And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 1998. I'm Fred Vobey here in studio number two with the Market Scope on this edition, as our friendly little elf has not yet made it back from vacation. So all of you out there that have some unused Christmas cookies, why not mail them to Phil Wayne at 135 and a half Midland Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Meanwhile, let's take a look at what radio sounds like up in a community called Almont, Michigan. Almont, Michigan is north of Detroit in an area centered in a triangle between Detroit, Flint, and Port Huron. You might think that there's tons of radio up there. Well, actually not. There's only an AM and FM station in the county of Lapeer, Michigan, and all the other stations reside around that area. There's also a geographic ridge which runs south of the city between Detroit and Almont, which divides some of those signals away. So what you might think would be a city-grade signal is just a little bit shaky in the community. Now, in my location, I could get most of the Detroit, Flint, and Port Huron big guns on FM, but driving on M53 as soon as you entered the city, a lot of them were shaky. Now, what are you going to hear? Well, I'm going to feature an assortment of the AM stations, which can be heard in Almont. Sorry, no FMs. I didn't have time to tape them all. Plus, in my location, up on a ridge and a hill, I could just about get one station per every channel, so it really would not be a fair listening assessment of how radio sounds like in Almont. There might be a few surprises in store, so let's get moving. First of all, let's take a look at the frequency of 560. This is my old alma mater, except it's changed a little bit from Honey Radio 560 in Monroe, Michigan. It's now WLLZ. And it bears a religious format.
Concepts, a nonprofit ministry. Have a great holiday weekend.
You've been listening to Money Matters with your host, Larry Burkett. Join Larry every weekday at this time when he tackles issues of stewardship, saving for retirement, and financial planning from a Christian perspective. Money Matters is brought to you by Hilton Mortgage. Hilton Mortgage says yes more often. And Christian Credit Counselors, Michigan's only totally free credit counseling service. You've been listening to Money Matters on 560 AM, the WMUZ Word Station.
Spinell got quite a deal from Kevin Herring
at 030 and find out why buying used at Bill Brown Ford is smarter than new.
Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. AM 560, the WMUZ Word Station.
WLLZ Monroe, Detroit.
You probably noticed the WMUZ connotation on their ID. That is the FM station which Crawford Broadcasting owns. They also own WEXL in Royal Oak, Michigan, and WLLZ Monroe, Detroit. So it's not uncommon to hear the WMUZ slogan used on both 560 and 1340. And just as a point of reference, the station is roughly 84 miles away from my receiving location, yet with only 500 watts, they still throw in a fairly decent signal that was received on my Sony ICF 2010. Now let's move up the dial just a short piece to 580 and the big band station out of Windsor, Ontario. This is CKWW.
It's Dionne Warwick at 580 Memories, CKWW. Don't you fly away. We've got something really special for you this weekend. Keep it on 580 Memories, CKWW, all weekend long for your chance to win a double compact disc set of Fred Astaire's motion picture soundtrack anthology. That's right here on your music and memory station, 580 Memories, CKWW, with Andy Williams. The days of wine and roses. The day. This is 580 Memories, CKWW, serving Windsor and Detroit. Good morning, it's 10 o'clock, and once again, time with the news. Here is Rob Sherbel.
Let the shopping begin. This is the busiest shopping day of the year in the United States, with most malls...
Moving up the dial 20 kilohertz, we encounter our first Flint, Michigan station, the old WTAC, a rock giant from the 60s and 70s. Its format on 600 on the dial is now religious, and the call sign is WSNL. However, their impressive four-tower array still resides in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Your station for Christian music, news, and information. Stereo 600 WSNL, Flint, Saginaw, and Bay City.
Iraq is not allowing UN weapons inspectors into Saddam Hussein's presidential palace.
Okay, so it wasn't so impressive. Let's give you one more.
Detroit, Michigan, 48227. We hope this broadcast has been an inspiration in your life. Be sure to tune in to the next Way of Victory broadcast. By Detroit World Outreach Media Production. This broadcast is made possible by your prayers and generous contributions.
You have been listening to The Way of Victory on Stereo 600. This listener-supported ministry relies on your prayers and donations to remain on the air. You may contact them at The Way of Victory, P.O. Box 27070, Detroit, Michigan 48227, or call them toll-free at 1-800-470-HOPE. That's 1-800-470-4673. And when you do write or call, make sure you mention you heard their broadcast on WSNL, Stereo 600, the new Salt and Light.
Has something great happened to you today? Well, let me ask his children.
That's Choose to Transform at 9 a.m. and again at 9:30 p.m. right here on Stereo 600 WSNL.
Your station for Christian music, news, and information. Stereo 600 WSNL, Flint, Saginaw, and Bay City.
You've been listening to Derek Prince Ministries. Derek Prince Ministries is coming up next on Stereo 600 WSNL.
This is Today with Derek Prince.
Well, that kind of thing only happens in the small and medium markets, right? We'll find out a little bit later. Let's move up the dial 30 kilohertz to CFCO in Chatham, Ontario. For as long as I've known this station, they've always been a class act, and I have to say this is the best technically sounding AM station that we heard on the dial while visiting that area.
Currently under mostly cloudy skies, the winds are from the south at 10 kilometers per hour, and it's 7 degrees Celsius or 45 Fahrenheit at CFCO, where Chatham Kent gets its news.
Good afternoon. I'm CFCO Farm Director Andy Watson. Let's have a look at the afternoon commodity and market price update.
Meteorologist Russ Murley.
The chance of precipitation is 80% today, 30% tonight, and 70% tomorrow. Currently under gray and cloudy skies, the winds are from the west-southwest at 10 kilometers per hour. Right now it's 7 or 45 at CFCO, where Chatham Kent gets its news.
I was meaning to include this into the entertainment news this morning, but I didn't.
But for reasons
that you'll understand.
I will.
I think it's goofy enough, yeah. Mayor Bill has come on in with Hugh Thomas and is trying to get in the way.
And he's doing a good job. He's making me laugh. He's making faces at me.
Okay. Stop making faces at my news person there, Mayor Bill. You invite people into your home, and what do they do? He's putting Yoo-Hoo stick on his forehead. Daily Variety has looked at the money that was being spent on the new Bond flick.
Yeah.
Okay. Over one-third of the budget was over budget. They had spent everything, and then they spent another third. So you know how they made it up? All these plugs for products and stuff like
yeah.
that. The new movie called Tomorrow Never Dies was raised by giving products little plugs and stuff like Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
There's Omega watches. He drinks nothing but Smirnoff vodka in the thing.
And there's a cell phone thing that he uses for his car or something.
Yeah,
it's a remote control cell phone.
In the latest edition of Entertainment Week. Weekly. In fact, they've got a picture of him standing there with an Ericsson phone, by the way.
It's an Ericsson phone.
It's an Ericsson phone.
That's I'm getting fingers pointed at me.
So, well, that's not the only reason people usually point fingers.
Hey, be nice to me.
No, but I'm trying to find it here. But yeah, it's true. It's an Ericsson telephone. Yeah, that kind of thing. Mind you, I think it's going to lose some of the fun and frivolity when he comes up to somebody and says, "The name's Bond. Have you tried these new CRISPRs yet?" Good time oldies.
CFCO.
Your golf course at 354-9500.
Make a big time jump up to 760 kilohertz, seeing that our old Canadian friend 710 CHYR is not there anymore. They went to FM at 96.7. So let's listen to the great voice of the Great Lakes.
The Michigan Wolverines are headed to the Rose Bowl, and so can you. For those of you with radios, keep yours locked on 760 WJR for your chance to win Rose Bowl game tickets along...
Our beautiful partnership for a drug-free America.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Show with Foster Bruh on the Great Lakes' best news, talk, and sports, 760 WJR.
Getting close to wrapping things up here on this great weekend morning. But we couldn't get out of here without a visit from... At the time we came across 800 on the dial, CKLW was running our old buddy Jerry Baker on Saturday morning. So here's how they sounded in the big city of Almont.
Okay, consider yourself warned. If you have any hope of sending On the Garden Line newsletter in time for Christmas as a gift, time is running out. Order a one-year subscription for just $19.95.
Now we take a big jump up to 1030 kilohertz to a station which is in the very northern suburbs of the city of Detroit.
It's Ben Thumb. It's 28 past on your station for praise and worship.
I have a dream. The sons of former slaves and the sons of former slaves.
And the early age of the freedom fighters must and will continue.
Throughout history, men have cried out for freedom.
Give to their children.
2,000 years ago, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." That's what we're here for, sharing the truth of God's Word every single day. It's not something you'll hear on most other radio stations. Christian radio is making a difference, but our message can only go forth as we work in harmony together. Your financial involvement makes such an incredible difference. WUFL couldn't exist without you. As we near the end of another year, remember, all gifts received by December 31st are tax deductible in 97. Thanks again for partnering with listener-supported WUFL.
Let's slip up to 1110 on the dial to a station where the last time I was in their front door, they were on 1250 as CKJD. Here's CKTY.
Mobility approved agent, 531 Murphy Road, Sarnia.
The best country.
CKTY, the best country from yesterday and today.
Here's Travis Tritt and Lori White helping me get over you on
Mention County's best country. 1110 CKTY.
You know, it just occurred to me that I forgot one station here at 1230 on the dial is the other Lapeer County AM station, which is WMPC.
I'm Robert Morosi, and now back to Gospel 1230.
Listener-supported WMPC. Because of you, lives are changed.
Yeah, that's us. 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. Al Smiley with you on a Saturday a.m., and I'll be around through part of the p.m. also. The Flint Citadel Band of the Salvation Army is holding their annual Thanksgiving concert this evening, 7 o'clock, at the Whiting Auditorium.
Well, the next station that comes up on the dial is at 1270, the old WXYZ in Detroit, now known as WXYT.
That's 669-1452.
On the clock, and boy, the clock keeps ticking, and we can't control time. We can hopefully learn to manage it, and if you got to manage some of your home improvement things, you don't want to turn them into emergencies.
In continuing up the dial to 1310, we find this spot occupied by Keener 13, another great rocker from the 60s and 70s. And what you're about to hear actually happened. This was not made up.
Annie Murray, Danny Song, 930 in the Motor City at Broadcast Park, 45 degrees. Paul Christie at WYUR, 1310 a.m. We call this one a Saturday, 11/29/97. And our WYUR weather picture, mostly cloudy with some fog this morning and a high in the upper 40s to around 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of light rain after midnight and more fog, and then a low in the lower 40s. Sunday, cloudy, chance of light rain in the morning, high around 50 at Broadcast Park, 45 degrees.
WYUR, where your friends are.
Morrison, have I told you lately that I love you?
That's right. They just kind of went off the air. And 3 hours later, they were still off the air. So don't know what happened. And I wish Paul Christie the best of luck. Let's move way, way up the dial now to 1530. And this is one of my old stomping grounds. Back when I was working at 1530 in Lapeer, Michigan, it was WTHM. It was a very hard-hitting country station. But now it's all sports.
89, Seattle 113, Sacramento 96, and New Jersey 104, the Clippers 92. We'll have more next.
Controlling the sports airways for the entire universe known to man. You know, the one not known by woman. Only on All Sports AM 1530 WLSP.
Nationwide show.
Late night sports talk will never be the same.
Balls to the wall, man. The hardest working man in
And finally, our last station on the dial is in Marine City, Michigan. Marine City is just north of Detroit along the river between Port Huron and Detroit. This station on 1590 originally was WDOG, then it became WSMA with a traditional country format. It kind of floundered for a while, and now it's kind of coming back with a real country format.
Country with Neil McCoy and Wink. Before that, a classic from 70, David Houston and I Do My Swinging at Home. Well, there's something we all needed to know. Also heard Wade Hayes' latest and started it off with some Clint Black. Still on the way, Earl Thomas Conley and Marty Robbins, but this is Eddie Rabbit first, but she's coming back here on Real Country.
There. She ain't coming back.
Where's Johnny? Where's Merle? Where's Waylon and Willie? They're all right here. Real Country 1590.
That's what radio sounds like in Elmont, Michigan, on the AM radio dial. Just a few notes. All air checks were recorded over the Thanksgiving holiday using a Marantz PDM-221 cassette recorder, a Sony ICF-2010 receiver with no external antenna. I do have some longer versions available of some of those stations if you're interested in air check trading. Phil Wayne would love to hear from you. You guys out there who have air checks or can make air checks, you need to send in some air checks of what radio sounds like in your community. Put them down on tape and put a little explanation along with them and send them to Phil Wayne at 135 and a half Midland Avenue, Findlay, that's Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Now here's the senior member of our DX Audio Service staff with a thing he calls Historical Moments in Radio.
Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories about the development of AM radio broadcasting over the years. And have you ever wondered how come we have some clear channels, such as Mark Durenberger has been covering the last couple of months, and they're smack dab in the middle of them are stations in Mexico or Canada or even Cuba? And we all hear Canadians on regional channels operating with much over 5,000 watts. Well, how can they do that? Well, today we're going to go back nearly 50 years to review a few key passages of the agreement between countries in the North American region that set this all up. Now, the countries involved are the Bahama Islands, Canada, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Jamaica, Mexico, and the United States, which of course then includes the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, since they fall under the rules of the FCC. Now, the details I'm going to give you here come from the North American Regional Broadcasting Agreement that was drawn up in 1950, and it's referred to as NARBA. In passing, I should point out there were two earlier regional agreements, too. One came in 1937 with these same countries, and another in 1946. Now, NARBA established three classes of radio channels. But they also set up four classes of radio stations to operate on them. Confusing? Well, sure. It was a committee decision involving governments. Of course, it's confusing, but no. Let me fill you in with enough details so we can get an inkling of the plan, at least. Now, Mark is covering the clear channels very well, and they form the first of three classes of channels. A second class of channels are called local channels, and these are the graveyard frequencies we refer to, specifically 1230, 1240, 1340, 1400, 1450, and 1490. And in the middle are the regional channels. Now, historically, all U.S. stations were limited to not more than 5,000 watts on these regional channels. But some of the other countries in NARBA did not have that limit. For instance, 550 on the dial is used by Cuba for stations of not less than 10,000 watts, and they're limited at the high end to 50,000 watts. And at 620, well, those same powers are permitted on a priority basis for stations in the Dominican Republic. Other stations in Cuba are permitted to use up to 25,000 watts on 570, 590, 630, 920, 950, and 980. Now, stations in the other countries can also use these higher powers, provided they do not cause harmful interference to the signals of priority stations, such as those in Cuba and the Dominican Republic that I just mentioned. But powers of up to 50,000 watts can be used by stations all over North America on the regional channels, provided they don't cause interference to existing stations. And that's how come the Canadians, Mexicans, and Cubans are legally entitled to use such higher powers. Of course, we have reason to suspect some of the Cuban operations, the Cuban signals that blanket much of the U.S. on selected clear channels, they are most definitely not in accordance with the agreement.
Well, the reason the U.S. has kept its station limit at 5,000 watts on the regional channels is to accommodate more stations across the country. In recent years, of course, the FCC has begun to change its mind, and more of the regional channel stations are now being permitted to increase their power. WWRC in Washington, D.C. was among the first to go up to 50,000 watts on its regional channel of 980. Now, one of the more interesting things to look at on these government documents are the footnotes. For instance, the agreement mentions its concern that the Canadians had assigned stations at both 610 and 630 on the dial in the province of New Brunswick, and at the same time, they expressed a desire for a 50,000-watt station in 1070, I should say, in Sackville, New Brunswick. Now, the agreement points out that modern receivers may have trouble due to intermediate frequency whistles that may be caused by the close proximity of those three stations. And another footnote calls on the United States to notify other signers of the exact city in Arkansas where they will authorize a station operating at 1090 on the dial. Oh, and the station that Mark picked up for you last month at 1530 in Cincinnati, well, it has to use a directional antenna at night to protect the station in Sacramento, California. And the switchover comes at local sunset in Sacramento. Well, now that I've introduced this subject, I'll try to give you more of the meat of Narba in a future edition of Historical Moments. So you stay tuned. Meantime, this is John Bowker.
Thanks, John. And it seems that AM Radio's expanded band is getting some play on television, as Ernie Wesolowski sent in a piece off his local Fox News channel about AM Radio in Omaha.
AM radio listeners will soon have more to choose from. After 5 years of working out the details, the FCC has given the go-ahead to expand the AM radio band.
Out of the 700 who applied for the new spots, the FCC has chosen 88 stations just to operate on those new channels. Omaha's own KOIL is one of the stations who will pioneer the far right of the dial. Jackie Madera has the story.
Mitchell Broadcasting and their radio station KOIL are going to the far right of the dial, that is. Now that the FCC has given the go-ahead to expand the AM band to 1705, Mitchell is starting up a brand new AM station.
It'll certainly improve the signal strength and the quality of the signal delivered to the audience. And as a result of that, should increase ratings as well. Having another AM radio signal in the marketplace, I suppose, will further slice up the radio listening pie by one more radio station, but that's one more slice of the pie that we can bring to the Mitchell Broadcasting family.
The station will be at 1620 on the AM dial, but that's about all Mitchell knows at this point. They still have to decide on a format and call letters.
Right now, we anticipate that the current nostalgia format that is on 1180 coil will continue on 1180. And what we do with the new 1620 frequency is really kind of up in the air right now. We're exploring options. We're looking for formats that are not currently serving the Omaha Metro and something that'll complement our existing coil and K-car formats in combination with those other two.
The new station will operate separately from coil, but they will still be tied together. After 5 years, Mitchell will have to choose between one station or the other. Technically, the new AM frontier is expected to present some challenges.
One problem the radio station won't have any control over is the number of listeners who are actually able to tune into the new radio station. Unless you have a newer home stereo like this one, your receiver might not go high enough on the AM band to tune into 1620.
1620 is probably close enough to the bottom half of the new band where most radios we feel will cover it. There may be some radios out there that don't, especially the newer car radios, but my personal feeling is that if you've got a car radio that's less than 5 years old, you'll be able to pick us up with no problem.
Mitchell still has a lot of technicalities to work out as far as permits and transmitter location. Even if all goes as planned, the new station isn't expected to take to the air until later next year. In downtown Omaha, Jackie Madera, Fox 42 News.
Widening the AM band is expected to relieve some congestion on the air that tends to cause interference.
And hopefully you'll be able to hear some of those expanded band stations when they come on the air. How would you like to improve your odds of hearing some of that DX? Well, Bruce Conti seems to have the answer. That is, if I can get around this Cuban station somehow.
Radio Reloj, la emisora cubana que marcha junto al tiempo. Radio Reloj da la hora. 11:24 en el Vedado. 9:25 minutos en Ongolosongo. 3:22 minutos en Manicaragua.
Happy 1998, everyone. I'm Bruce Conti, and to kick off the new year, this program segment of the DXAS is expanding to include domestic DXing. In the past, the DXAS hasn't had a forum for domestic DX specifically, other than musings or via band scans. So now I'm going to cover both the domestic and international medium wave or broadcast band DXing each month on the DXAS. The program is simply called the DX Digest. There are several ways for you to get in touch with me to report your broadcast band DX loggings and experiences. First, by mail, I'll accept written and cassette tape reports, samples of DX loggings, along with a brief narrative explaining the receiver and antenna setup, location, conditions, and the like. On cassette tape would be an excellent method of sharing your experiences with DXAS members. Don't worry about length, production quality, or format. That's where I come in as editor. Keep in mind that cassette tapes won't be returned unless you include return postage with your report. My address, 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, New Hampshire, and the zip plus 4 is 03062-1174. You can also telephone in reports to the answering machine at 603-886-1424. I was having problems with the machine. Actually, it was my cat. Whenever the tape recorder was activated by incoming calls and a voice was heard, Loco the DX cat would jump on the phone and press the various buttons. Anyway, that problem has been solved. One more way you can reach me is by email. The address is bacontiaol.com. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Regarding last month's report, where mini de-expeditioning was suggested as a means of enjoying de-exing when the home location isn't suitable, some questions were raised about how to set up antennas. A mini de-expedition is a great way to hear DX that you wouldn't normally hear at home. Problems with listening at home might include high levels of electrical noise from sources like color televisions, computers, light dimmers, and power lines, or maybe you live in an apartment complex or condo where outdoor wire antennas aren't permitted. The concept behind the mini de-expedition is to find a location close to home, but away from interference and noise, where you can conveniently set up a receiver for some serious listening. A good location might be at the seashore, an open field, a park, or a campsite in the woods. DXing in the car at a site such as a beach parking lot is a good way to keep warm and protected from the elements during this time of year, but keep in mind that your communications receiver won't work very well inside the car. That's where an external antenna comes into play. The simplest antenna is a length of wire, anywhere from 100 feet to over 1,000 feet in length. If your receiver doesn't have an external antenna input, a couple of turns of the wire wrapped around the receiver should be enough to couple the energy from the wire to the receiver's internal ferrite. However, this can often result in overloading and shortwave or utility interference across the broadcast band. Better receivers, typically with external antenna jacks, are recommended. The antenna wire doesn't have to be ideally situated located. As long as the ground isn't wet, the wire can just lay on the ground. Supporting the wire on bushes and tree limbs is better. The wire doesn't have to be perfectly straight either. Just run the wire in whatever direction is convenient and out of the path of pedestrians or traffic. If the ground is wet and you can't get the antenna wire elevated, that's okay too. It'll still work, especially if you get to lengths of 500 feet or more. The main idea is to keep it simple. The antenna doesn't have to be extravagant. A loop antenna can also be used outside the car. I once used a loop mounted on a microphone stand for a car de-expedition antenna. The loop would be standing within arm's reach for direction finding and tuning. A clear plastic bag was used in rainy weather to protect the loop while allowing the tuning controls to be visible. If you do want to try something more extravagant, antenna tuners and phasing units can be used with wire antennas, and there are loop remote control and loop whip antenna combinations that can be used. A remote controller allows you to tune the loop antenna mounted outside via controls in the car, so you don't have to open the window to tune the antenna, which is especially nice in cold weather. Most recent loop whip remote control and phasing units designed by Mark Connolly are the DCP series. I use the DCP P2 to control a quantum loop head and whip or wire. The DCP2 can also be used as a wire antenna delay line phasing unit. The MWDX series of phasing units is the LC tank version, another Mark Connolly design, used to tune and phase wires. I use the MWDX5. Contact Ken Chatterton for NRC publications that detail construction of antenna tuners and phasing units, or listen for when Fred announces units for sale. One word of advice, though, these units can be complex and require some time and practice to operate. Again, the best thing to do when starting out is keep it simple. Get used to DXing in the car or outdoors, try different sites, and experiment with different antennas to determine what works best for you. Even backpacking it to a site in the woods and listening with your portable receiver's internal antenna can be fun. Remember, unlike a full-blown de-expedition of the magnitude of Newfie, Grayland, Washington, or Chagres, Scotland, where hours, if not days, are spent doing antenna work, you don't need to spend a lot of time setting up for a mini de-expedition. Convenience and simplicity are the key words. Find a quiet site, set up a loop, or run wires in any direction that's convenient, and start DXing. I have a couple of logs to share with you. First, if you haven't heard it yet, WCMQ Florida on 1700 kilohertz.
This is WCMQ Miami Springs. WCMQ FM Key Largo, Homestead and Miami, and WBMQ Key West. Esta es la nueva CMQ, la gran cadena, cubriendo desde West Palm hasta Cayo Hueso y Cuba, elevando precios al altísimo porque el amor, la paz y la felicidad reine en todos los hogares.
WCMQ as heard in New Hampshire. And check out this signal from the Sao Tome West Africa Voice of America relay on 1530, signing on at 3 hours UTC, as heard from the Rowley, Massachusetts Mini De-Expedition site at the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge.
Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
World Cup soccer qualifying matches have been completed. Teams from 32 countries qualified. First round matches will be June 10 through 26. Second round, June 27 to 30. Finals, July 3, 4, 7, and 8. And the championship, July 12, all in France. Teams are divided into 8 pools for the first round competition. The United States is in Pool F to play against Germany, Iran, and Yugoslavia in the first round. Here are the other pools for the first round action. Brazil, Morocco, Norway, and Scotland in Pool A. Austria, Cameroon, Chile, and Italy in Pool B. Pool C has Denmark, France, South Africa, and Saudi Arabia. Pool D, Bulgaria, Nigeria, Paraguay, and Spain. Pool E, Belgium, Mexico, Netherlands, and South Korea. Colombia, England, Romania, and Tunisia are in Pool G. And finally, in Pool H, Argentina, Croatia, Jamaica, and Japan. The top 2 teams from each pool will advance to the second round. World Cup soccer should generate plenty of excitement across the AM dial this summer, as many of these countries can be heard. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Merry, Merry Christmas, 1050 Chum.
It's time now for our musings to the members. If you're a National Radio Club or DX Audio Service member and wish to muse, just give us a call 24 hours a day at 419-224-1609. All right, Tim, you're up first.
This is Tim Pendle in Huntsville. WNQM in Nashville, Tennessee, 1300 on the dial, has gone to 50,000 watts. This is the parent station of the shortwave station WWCR. They're 50,000 daytime now. Reception here in Huntsville, Alabama is fair, although there's another station on the same frequency, so it's not as good as it might otherwise be. I guess this means that there will be no such thing as regional channels now. Are they going to put 50 kilowatts anywhere they want? The shortwave station which Josh Owens wanted to identify is Vatican Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Tom Rothrock in Hagerstown, Maryland. I want to tell about a couple of great DX catches I got in the past year in response to, you know, the Fred's question. One of them was WMEQ 880 in Menominee, Wisconsin, which I thought was really great. And they confirmed it based on what I heard. Another one was WRPT in Ashland, Massachusetts. And if anybody could let me know how to get in contact with them so I could tell them about that, I would appreciate it. My number here is 301-582-4218. Well, good DX, everybody, and we'll talk to you another time. Bye for now.
Well, a great big howdy and a happy new year to all y'all on DX Audio Service from Josh Owens from Round Summit, North Carolina on December 2nd. Answering Mr. Tim Hendel's question, the CBS stations usually carry the World Series. Unless you have a lot of those on your band scan, I don't know what to say. If they aren't on at night, I guess you're up the creek. Sorry, we can't help you anymore. Thanks. Bye-bye.
My name is Russell Fry in Indianapolis, Indiana. On December the 30th of this month, in Anderson, a community about 50 miles to the northeast of here, 2 radio stations will be affected. 1470 WHUT, about a 1,000-watt radio station, and their FM counterpart, 97.9 WXXB, a 50,000-watt radio station, are going to go off of the air. This will be December 30th at midnight, according to station officials. The stations have been purchased by Moody Bible Institute out of Chicago. They will be off the air approximately 2 to 3 weeks. That is not written in stone, they say, though. And then we'll return to the air as WGNR, G is in go, N is in Nancy, R is in rabbit, and will be Moody Bible programming. The AM station will use Moody Bible satellite service, the FM station. The present people don't know for sure whether it's going to be satellite or live, what they're going to do with it. But anyway, December 30th, they're going to go off. People in the Indiana area that usually pick up 1470 WHUT, it might be an interesting time to DX. Also, there's talk that 990 in Muncie, Indiana, WERK, a 250-watt daytimer, the owners can't seem to find a format to do with it, and it's just costing them money to run the transmitter, and there's talk that they're going to just shut it down, turn the license back in, and just continue to run on their FM frequency at 104.9, which is an oldies station. So 990 in Muncie may totally disappear, and 1470 in the Anderson area will disappear for a few weeks. That's all I have for right now. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone. And it's a great magazine. Thanks.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on the 16th of December. KDIA, the former rhythm and blues great of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even today, is now a thing of the past. They went Radio Disney this morning at midnight. And believe me, they had a lot of technical problems. Their satellite dishes weren't tuned properly, and it was kind of a mess when they first started off. I just discovered that AM 710 has changed its call from KTZN to KDIS to conform with their Radio Disney format. I don't know exactly when this happened, but I just discovered it this morning, and I thought I'd put it on the audio service. So that's all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And to answer Tom Rothrock's question about WRPT, according to the latest National Radio Club AM log, you can reach WRPT at Post Office Box 389, Peterborough, that's spelled P-E-T-E-R-B-O-R-O-U-G-H, New Hampshire, and the zip code is 03458. You can also give them a call, area code 603-924-7165. And according to the AM radio log, they have an antenna system which is U1, 1,000 watts daytime, 43 watts pre-sunrise authority, and 500 watts post-sunset authority. So darn good catch there, Tom. On our next musings to the members, if you don't have something to talk about, perhaps some DX tip or something that's going on, consider this as a topic. Besides AM radio DXing, what else do you like to do with your DX hobby? Do you like to DX FM, TV, shortwave, ham radio perhaps? Maybe you're an air check collector or even a music collector. Why not give us a call and tell us all about it? You know, some of your latest catches, some of the things that you like to do. If you're an air check collector, why not tell us about some of the tapes in your collection and let people know that you're out there? Because we've got about half dozen or so folks that keep saying, you know, I wish I could connect up with some other air check collectors. And lo and behold, there's members here that are doing the same darn thing that they're doing. So why don't you let yourself be known to the rest of the membership and give us a call. Of course, remember, air check trading is trading. Don't call up and sell tapes or try to conduct a business. It's just for the trading hobby and for the enjoyment of people. Also, the music trading is kind of a neat thing. Those that like to collect records. And a new thing that's going on is just actually trading copies of material. I'm into collecting novelty Christmas songs and instrumentals of pop songs and also foreign language versions of pop songs. And I just ran across a group on the internet who is trading this material in WAV files, of all things. And it's kind of neat because you can actually say, hey, do you have a copy of a song, so-and-so and so-and-so? And somebody will send that to you. Now, once I get enough of these WAV files in the computer, I can then, through my network here in the audio editor system, make myself a CD and archive the material for posterity. So it's kind of a neat thing, collecting all these neat little tidbits and things. But let's get on the phones, guys, and tell us all about what you like to do. DXing, ham radio, air check collecting, music trading, whatever. Let us know about it on the next Musings to the Members. Again, the phone number, 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. Oh, I forgot to mention on the end of the Market Scope and also on the Muses, on our April 1998 edition of the Market Scope, we're going to be featuring you, the membership. That's right, you. If you've ever been on the radio in one way or another, as a disc jockey or a news person or whatever, even if you've called a talk show and perhaps recorded yourself, please send those in to us for the Market Scope. Now, keep in mind, Phil publishes or puts together his column ahead of time, so he has to have your tapes no later than March 1st, 1998. If they come in after March 1st, we're not going to be able to use them, but you got plenty of time. And I know we have a lot of DX Audio Service members that are either on the air now or have been. I'd love to hear some air checks of Paul Swearingen doing news. Of course, Ed Potter over Playback, he was on the air. I myself was in radio for many, many years. We got Mike Dukin up there in Wisconsin. A lot of people who are either on the air or have been. Send your air checks in to Phil Wayne before March 1st, 1998 for our April edition. His address, of course, is on the Market Scope. We're trying something new on this edition of the DX Audio Service, and that is your subscription end date on the mailing label. You might want to check it to make sure it is accurate. We're not going to do away with the little card which is taped to your cassette. So if you still get a cassette with a little business card that is scotch taped to it, that is your last tape, and then you need to re-up your subscription. But hopefully, by putting your subscription end date on the mailing label, that should help out a few people. Well, that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'm off to Upper Michigan to visit family and friends for the holidays. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out there and support radio.